Returning to Ra. Last time we talked about the third and the fourth cards, primarily in the Spirit series of seven, and that's the catalyst and experience of Spirit. And again, there's not, Ra didn't say so much about these cards. It's the, you know, in many ways, the dynamic between catalyst and experience is the fruit of the interplay of potentiator and matrix. Meaning, the efficient use of catalyst that leads to experience is itself potentiation of the matrix in each of the three cycles, mind, body, spirit. And so the potentiator of spirit being lightning, the lightning struck tower, the tower, this, Ra says, is light in its sudden and fiery form, or lightning. This illuminates the night of the soul or primeval darkness or the unmoving, unworked upon spirit complex, which is in many ways six chakra or the essence of six chakra. In some sense, you know, there were three aspects of six chakra activation that Ra talked about. When Don asked about the meaning of stimulation at the third eye, Ra said there are three possible explanations. One is activation of the sixth chakra in and of itself, of course. The second is the coordination of sixth chakra with one through five. And the third is the coordination of sixth chakra with seven, which is activation, development of the gateway to intelligent infinity, the spirit shuttle, whatever you want to call it, the light in the head, the energetic resonance and ultimately fusion of sixth and seventh chakra. But before the fusion, it's really free access to seven by six, free entry into the body-mind-spirit system of power from and beyond higher self, coming out as intelligent energy in sixth center. And so in understanding the card, the cycle of body and spirit, because it follows the work on mind, right? The seven cards of mind then lead to seven of body, then seven of spirit, is considered work beyond the phase of healing and balance. The work on mind is healing and balance. The work on body and spirit is ultimately work on sixth chakra and the totality of the etheric, because that is six, the etheric body is the sixth chakra body. That's the energy body. That's so important for all positive and negative magical work. That's why Mr. Rider or Waite reversed 8 and 11, because he was hiding the nature of the transformed work on etheric body. The development of etheric body or access to the etheric, which is very much six chakra working, the basis of magic, white and black, is in many ways explained or suggested in deeper understanding by the transit from 8 to 11. Matrix of spirit, matrix of body to experience of body. So, then, the working on body and spirit can be seen as higher working on six chakra. In some sense, the working on body in and of itself, the series of seven, is the working on the coordination of six chakra with the lower five. And that was basically the integration of mind-body from the perspective of spirit, six chakra. So it's a very complicated thing. When you're working on body, since it's etheric body, it really is the beginning of working on spirit because it's working in the head or development of the sixth chakra in relation to all other five lower. Working on the spirit cycle, the last card, the last seven cards before 22, in many ways, is the working on the gateway or the shuttle. So I would say that the working on mind and body ultimately leads to a development of six chakra coordination with the lower five and six chakra activation in and of itself somewhat. And that work is carried on to conclusion by the work on the seven cards of spirit, which really is the completion of the work on six chakra, six ray in and of itself, and the gateway shuttle, you know, communication, opening lines of energy, access to seventh ray. That's that. So now that we're in the cards of spirit, we're talking about the higher work on sixth chakra. And when we're talking about the transit from potentiator to significator, or actually from matrix of spirit, the devil or the dark night of the soul or darkness, to significator, going through potentiator, catalyst, and experience, we need to understand how the spiritualized use of catalyst, or the use of spiritualized catalyst leading to experience, is the potentiation of the matrix of spirit. So the illumination of spirit, meaning the increasing consciousness of multidimensional reality. I mean, what is illumination of the spirit? What it is development of six chakra in and of itself and its relation to seven, which is a greater understanding of unity, greater understanding of no self, all self, greater understanding of the timeless, actually, or the reality that time and space is nestled in the timeless, so that eternity is now. And then, of course, there's, you know, complete and whole and perfect, the qualities of awareness of higher self, experiencing complete and whole and perfect, beyond polarity or paradox, beyond conflict, beyond confusion. Not necessarily knowing all data, but knowing the path and its fruit. That's the development of spirit. That is illumination of dark, the primeval darkness of the undeveloped sixth chakra, which is matrix of spirit. So the way the darkness or non-developed state of sixth ray gets developed, namely potentiation, is the way of working with catalyst leading it to become spiritualized experience. So in the way, the dance between potentiator and matrix in every seven is expressed in the relationship between the cards of catalyst and experience. So one and two is, you know, in some ways developed or manifest by the working of three and four. Not rays, but cards of the seven. So potentiator of spirit, the lightning, being an illumination of what is multidimensional reality, transpersonal being, eternity now, beyond paradox and polarity, including, as Ross said, realizing self as a being of infinite worth. So this is the stuff that Mr. J.J. Hertog and all of that doesn't touch. Self as a being of infinite worth in non-dual love, knowing all is one. Now that's also the work in sixth chakra. And it's very applicable, meaning everybody has second chakra blockages, all associated with low self-valuing, low self-esteem, all which ultimately will be healed, would need to be healed, and it will ultimately move towards an understanding that The self is a being of infinite worth, complete and whole and perfect, and not without distortion. In time and space, yes indeed, full of distortion. However, without understanding, and without understanding, understanding not of this density, yes true, and complete and whole and perfect. With the distortions in time and space, complete and whole and perfect, a being of infinite worth. Now, to me, that's much more interesting than, you know, Adam Kadmonic medical astronomy. So, that stuff will happen in the future, perhaps, in fourth density. But if you want something useful now, focus on how you think about yourself and moving from confusion to truth. And so the working on the spirit, the cycle of spirit, the seven cards here, 15 actually to 21, represents the fullest development of sixth ray in its guidance or its sovereignty over mind body, and that is us as higher self living now. It's not like somebody else lives it or somebody is the king on the throne. It's really a greater degree of totality comes through the apparently personal body-mind-spirit complex. This body-mind-spirit complex becomes an increasingly transparent crystalline form or screen or energy field through which passes intelligent infinity, or intelligent infinity manifesting as intelligent energy, actually. Coming out as love, wisdom, and silent radiance. That's the greater work on the cycle of spirit, these seven cards. So, then, the movement from catalyst to experience, being the potentiation of spirit and the illumination of darkness, goes from this understanding that the catalyst that comes in to spirit, you know, in many ways, catalyst of the spirit is called spiritual catalyst. And Ra doesn't explain it exactly, but they're saying that it's comparable to faith. Now, the adept has some faith, but the adept also has knowing. And the greater knowing strengthens increasing faith and trust in what's not yet known. What's not yet known is valued in faith and trust by the increasing knowing of higher dimensional reality, which includes eternal, you know, that there's no death, and that self is a being of infinite worth, and that karma is very real, and you know, this and that, whatever may be known. So, Ra explains, I'm on page 63, that the catalyst of spirit, because of the illuminations of the potentiator of spirit, causes changes in the adept's viewpoint. So again, we're only talking about the adept here. Only the adept actually is prepared to do balanced work in spirit. Otherwise, there's too much blockage in two and three. So, this faith of related to catalyst of spirit is really a knowing that everything as it is good and fine, and it's a very deep level of non-manipulation of catalyst and reception in silence, actually, and it's very much akin to meditation, allowing all that is. That leads then to transformed experience of spirit, and the card called Moon is a little strange. It's actually card 18, Experience of Spirit. And Dawn was asking about the difference between positive and negative adepts in using the shuttle to seventh chakra. And you see, because the negative adept, or the negative black magician, the black magician who is negative, is also working in sixth chakra. That's why they hid the information about the etheric body. And so they have some gateway shuttling too, or the access to intelligent energy. You know, intelligent energy is the will aspect of the infinite creator. And there are other aspects like love that are not available to the negative adept, which weakens their work. But both of them are using sixth ray and some degree of shuttle to seventh. And Ra explains the adept, whether positive or negative, has the same matrix, and the potentiator is also identical. This is bottom page 64. Then, due to the catalyst of each adept, the adept may begin to pick and choose into that which it shall look further. So, just like, you know, you're not going to read this, and we choose to read that. We choose this experience or this, you know, place to go or thing to do, which is choosing catalyst. And that then becomes self-refined experiencing. So then, after that picking and choosing into that which we will look further in terms of catalyst for our growth, there's the experience of spirit, which you, that which you have called the moon, this is Ra's answer. The moon is then by far the more manifest of influences upon the polarity of the adept, which means the self-refined or self-defined experiences based on what kind of catalyst is chosen. That experiencing, as a result of picking and choosing, has a greater influence upon the further polarity or polarity and development of the adept. So, you know, the negative adept does, you know, invocation ritual to bring down demonic spirits, and the positive adept may sit and radiate love light. One chooses to sit alone in nature radiating love light. The other chooses to do ritual sacrifice. Thus they have different experiences, and those experiences then further develop the polarity. Both of them will say, you know, this is good, I do more of it. Then Ra goes on to the polarity or dynamic of positive-negative or happy-sad, and it says, even the most unhappy of experiences, shall we say, which seem to occur in the catalyst of the adept, seen from the viewpoint of spirit, may, with the discrimination possible in shadow, like this card, the moon, card 18, be worked with until light equaling the light of the brightest noon descends upon the adept, and positive or service to others illumination has occurred. And so this is saying that there's an ordinary reversal, reversal of experience, or a reversed use of experience is very possible for the positive adept, which is basically, you know, turning lemonade, adding sugar to your lemonade, or coming to enjoy your unsweetened lemonade, using harsh or cruel or difficult or challenging, painful catalyst, and thus experience, as a basis for the positive path. I'm in this situation of limitation. I can choose to be loving and helpful if I can detach from my need to keep complaining. if I can get beyond the self-cherishing, selfish attachment to stuckness in complaining about something I can't change that is uncomfortable or I don't want or not my preference, if I can drop that story, then I can actually open my heart. Dropping the story is actually part of opening the heart. Drop the story, realize it's unnecessary, surrender to what is, and open the heart and be present and say, you know, hey, it's just a time. It's just a time. And this too shall pass. All things must pass. So let me be here now in this non-ideal situation. I think we can all imagine many. And still open heart and still be present, because that's what I want to do anyway. Of course, I like pleasant location or situation or fortune, but I want to surrender to what is when it can't be changed, and be here now with peace and also perspective. Peace and perspective. Perspective actually leads to peace. The perspective is, this too shall pass. It ain't forever. And many things we think are important are really not important. Who the hell cares what they think? Who cares what they say? And in some sense, who cares what they do? If it affects you physically, that's another matter. But if it affects you mentally, you can drop it. We can drop it. Who cares if they're confused? Who cares if 95% of spiritual people are deluded by false channels? Who cares? Why does it bother me? It didn't bother the Buddha, you know? I mean, he would speak to it, meaning if you asked him about other teachings and teachers and groups, but otherwise it's, you know, it's not my thing. And it's also perfect in a sense. How could it be otherwise? You know? People who don't think for themselves, how can they know otherwise? That's how they learn to think for themselves, by following deluded teachers and view, and then they pop out of it and realize, oh my God, that's wrong. Let me find the truth. So then Raja says, for the negative adept satisfies itself with shadows and prefers the darkness. So this use of all, you know, it's an interesting question. I mean, all of this is so deep, and we just scratched the surface. Why in the world does Ra talk about the use of unhappy experience, which is actually more clearly expressed as a challenging or painful or difficult catalyst? Why in the world are they even talking about the use of painful, difficult catalyst in discussion of the experience of spirit? Well, because there's some kind of sun, moon, light, dark, duality, polarity interplay between cards 17 and 18. And you can ask, why is that? Well, one reason is, it's only difficulty that we have trouble with. We don't have trouble with not difficulty, right? If somebody, you know, says, your wish is my command, and we have all our wishes commanded to be fulfilled, things are easy. But that's not life here on Earth. And so what's hard? What's hard is what's not preferred, or what's limiting, or loss, or that which is disturbing, or conflict. So at this high level, in all cycles, body, mind, body, and spirit, their catalyst is being chosen or is being consciously worked upon by free will, forming experience. But at this high level of the spirit cycle, particular the relation of catalyst and then experiencing of spirit or experience of spirit, there seems to be some focus on facing a harsh or cruel or difficult catalyst directly from this highest perspective, and a final accounting of painful catalyst that is brought into the fold or transmuted into love and wisdom. You know, what is painful catalyst? Ultimately, it's an experience of second, third chakra blockage. I mean, it's not only actually at this point. It's, you know, in the series of mind cards, we're dealing with primarily second, third chakra blockage, and then their related fourth and fifth correlates, subplanes. Here, we're dealing with the totality, I would say, of chakras 2, 3, 4, 5 blockages, and blockages of 6. So actually, this is a final accounting or a final working on the remaining 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chakra blockages. And there's some focus on transformation from dark to light, from night to day, that is normally done by the positive adept. And then when we finally get to card 19, Significator of Spirit, we understand, as always, that Ra says, well, the significator is the heart of each of the cycles. When we talked about the significator of mind, the Hierophant, page 38 on the PDF, Ra said, Hierophant is the significator of mind, its very nature. So this is the fifth position, significator position for mind. We may note that the characteristics of which you speak do have some bearing on the significator of mind complex, but are not the heart. Okay. What's the heart? The heart of the mind complex, significator of mind, is that dynamic entity which absorbs, seeks, and attempts to learn. Absorbing, seeking, and attempting to learn. Now, when we go to significator of spirit, we find that Ra explains the significator, this is page 866, the significator of spirit is that living entity which either radiates or absorbs the love and the light of the one infinite creator, radiates it to others or absorbs it for the self. And that's the positive adept and the negative adept. The positive adept radiates love light of the one infinite creator to all. You see, intelligent energy is love light. Not just light, but light imbued with sentience, which is love. You know, I don't want to get into it, but the second and third laws, the law of love and the law of light, are actually unified. And so, in a way, you don't have the laws of free will, the law of love, the law of light. You actually have the law of free will and the law of love light. Because intelligent energy is, by its nature, love light, not just energy. Energy is love light. And that's the problem with the energy-only approaches to healing. They don't take into account the love or consciousness aspect of the work of clearing distortion. And it's a big, that's why Ross said, you know, the body, mind, spirit is not a machine. So then, the significator of mind is that which attempts to learn. Sorry, I keep moving this page. The dynamic entity which absorbs and seeks and attempts to learn. So there's absorbing and there's seeking. And there's learning. That is the work of the student. The student absorbs and keeps seeking and keeps trying to learn. Ra didn't say learn, but attempt to learn. You can't force learning, but you can certainly put effort into attempting to learn. So absorbing and seeking and attempting to learn. Then when we get to the position of significator of spirit, which is really one step before home, one step before, you know, again, these cards represent the passage of the soul in 3D to harvest ability. That's why card 22 is the choice. Choice what? Choice to graduate into the next dimension, positive or negative. But these cards can also be read as the soul evolution up through higher self. And so that's the a hidden, an inner level of meaning here. And so, and is also a description of our greater, of our greater being, not simply these stages of evolution in 3D. And so, while the significator of mind is the dynamic entity that absorbs and seeks and attempts to learn, the significator of spirit is a living entity also. And that's reference to the elementals or the kind of non-human related beings that form the atomic particles, actually, of body, mind, spirit, or body of mind and spirit, the soul, and the essence of soul. This significator of spirit, or the heart of spirit, is a living entity too, but it radiates or absorbs the intelligent energy. So from the absorbing of information and energy for the purpose of healing and balance in mind comes then the capacity to absorb love light or intelligent energy from the infinite by the shuttle from 7 to 6 for the purpose of radiation service to all, or absorbing for the little self. That's the negative path, and the positive radiates to all. And so Don, as a physicist, asked, bottom of 66, would this process of radiation or absorption, since we have what I would call a flux or flux rate, would this process or rate of radiation or absorption be the measure of the adept? Ra says, this may be seen to be a reasonably adequate statement. It's reasonably adequate. It's adequate enough, meaning it's one way of looking at it, but nowhere near complete. That the adept can be measured by, the positive adept is measured by their rate of radiation, flux rate of radiating intelligent energy. And that's the halo, you know, in the pictures of saints, they have a halo. And somebody says, oh, you have a big light. Oh, I can feel your radiance. That indicates a higher or greater flux rate of radiation of intelligent energy, love light, from, you know, seventh ray or from the infinite, by the shuttle gateway linking seventh ray to six. And that's the heart of the work of spirit. And so it's comparable to the work in mind, but much deeper. But there's still a comparable radiation, or absorption and utilization. For the development of mind, the radiation is basically, you know, love and wisdom. Here, the radiation is also maybe love and wisdom, but there's also the combined radiance of love light, rather than actions and words of love and wisdom. And that's the greater work of the adept. So this card, significator of spirit, being radiating and absorbing intelligent energy, shows actually, in some ways, the culmination of the three significator cards overall. And this is in reference to the chart or the compendium, whatever, that Corinne put together, where you see significator of mind is Hierophant sitting in a chariot or box, sort of, moving to the significator of body, Hanged Man, 12, card 5 to 12 to 19, 12, the Hanged Man being immobilized upside down in a very lush arbor of grapes and the two pillars, as before, but in a particular triangulated geometric, sacred geometrical position, hanging upside down by his left foot, left being the stability of second ray, the basis of movement is left foot down. Likewise, his left foot is down, and his right leg is crossed over the left knee. But the surrender implicit in the working on the etheric body, which is body, which is the work that succeeds or follows after the healing and balance working of mind, which is guided by significator of mind, that work together from mind to body then goes to spirit. In this card 19, which is a very happy, lovely card, which shows a sun and two very bonded lovers in a magic circle of new growth, meaning it's a circle of flowers, and they create a triangular form by their his left arm, her right arm joined. Now, if you think of right arm transmissive, left arm receptive, then she's transmitting to him. She's on his left, transmitting by her right arm to his left arm, and they're looking at each other, and there's a unity, and that unity is in some ways the unity of body, mind, spirit complex with higher self that is well developed by this stage of developing the heart of spirit, significator of spirit. And the sun is celebrating and spinning overhead, and there's some stars that are astrological, but it's a very deeply bonded couple here, and they're both upright, standing on their own feet, separate and together, unified and under the guidance of the one light. So it's a very whole, it's a very mandalic card, I would say, and that's symmetrical. The symmetry is great, and so the male-female aspects, which in many ways could be also called nadi, the nadis of Ida Pingala, the two subtle channels up the back, up the spine, that really relate to the impulses of yang and yin, or electrical and magnetic, or kinetic and potential, wisdom and love, right? Those two currents, those two forces, those dual polarized qualities of mind and being are well joined here. They're not one, they're two as one. And that's an important point. So significator of spirit is the heart of spirit, and it represents a pretty well-developed adept who's very much aware of their inner male and female and is transcending gender to, live from love wisdom or love light, acting and not acting, being and doing in a harmonious flow. So maybe that's all we'll say for Ra today, and the next cards will be the last two of the cycle of spirit, and then the choice. The next card then would be transformation of spirit, card 20, great way of spirit 21, and the transformation position, sixth position transformation, seventh position great way cards in each of the three cycles of mind, body, spirit also have a relation in that, there's a relation between matrix and potentiator, one and two, between catalyst and experience, three and four, and the significator stands alone in a way, and then there's another relation between transformation and great way, six and seven. So we'll get into that next time. All right, well, thank you everybody for today. And next class, I think we will next time do cards 20 and 21, and maybe we'll even finish the 22. Except 22 is a big one. So we'll see. But next time, we'll be pretty close by the end of the year or the new year to finish this PDF. So thanks again. Ciao. Good night. Happy travels. And see you next time. Night.